I was huddled in some weeds, peering out at this endless parade of nightmares, when my keen eyes picked up a blur of motion in the distance. At first, I thought my imagination was playing tricks on me, but then there it was again. Something moved about 25 yards to the east. I raised my head above the weed tops and studied the spot. It appeared to be a bird of some kind, larger than your sparrows and your larks, but smaller than your turkeys and your buzzards. Yes, it was a bird, and it seemed to be... How odd. This bird seemed to be running around with its wings outstretched, making some kind of weird noise. Vroom! Vroom! What was this? I raised myself higher out of the weeds and took a closer look. It was a bird, all right. Perhaps one of the varieties of owl that inhabit our ranch. We have several kinds of owls, you know. Your great horned owl, your barn owl, your burrowing owl, your... It was a burrowing owl, no question about it. They're quite a bit smaller than your other owls, and they spend a lot of time on the ground. Your other varieties of owl don't walk or run. They fly. This one appeared to be, well, running and swooping around and making that peculiar sound. Vroom! Oh, and my keen eyes soon picked up another important clue. The alleged owl appeared to be of the female variety. In other words, a woman. A lady owl. Then it hit me like a load of hay falling off the truck of life. I knew that owl. Hey, madam! Madam Moonshine, the witchy little owl, is that you out there? She stopped in her tracks. Still holding her wings out to the side, she rolled her head around in my direction.
Sorry, I'm not home. You'll have to try later. Vroom!
She was off again, swooping in circles beneath the cottonwood trees. Pretty odd behavior, don't you think? I thought so. But that was no huge surprise. I mean, I'd had some dealings with Madam Moonshine before, and I'd always found her a little... well, odd. Strange.